Even the father there would answer to Shem.
Once again, Blessed Father's Day to all the fathers. We just want to show our appreciation and honor and how important it is for to recognize how important fathers are and how they make a difference into how they shape the life of their sons and daughters. You know, I guess in the process of, I'm not a father, but as a son, looking up as my biological father, you realize how a lot of things you wish sometimes you could go back in time and do things differently after you learn a few things here and there. So we talk a lot about honor, and but as much as we want to honor one another and honor our fathers and honor one another, on these Father's Days, I just want to quickly just make a few statements on honoring God as our Father. All right, so everybody say with me, honoring God. Our Father. Okay, then I just want to quickly read a few scriptures and make a few declarations. I believe that if you remember a while back, we had a prophetic word that came to our church. We listened to it, we watched a video, and it really talked about how God is going to move in Australia in powerful ways, restoring families, restoring relationships. You know, restoring fathers and restoring that dimension of life, and we're really believing God that God will do that in our church, and that God will do that in our nation. As we as Pastor Joseph started out saying that when we look around in society, there's a lot of broken families and there's a lot of broken relationships, and as a result, we see a generation that's going completely astray, completely coming out and cutting themselves off from authority and taking matters in their own hands, and as a result we see what we see all around the world, not just here, but all around the world. So I want to just quickly read Malachi, just a few scriptures from Malachi and then from Matthew. So from Malachi chapter 4, it says this in verse 5 and verse 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great day and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Okay, so I just want you to pick up fathers and children here. I also want to read Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8. Malachi chapter 6, chapter 1, verse 6, 7 to 8. And it says this, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you by saying the table of the Lord is contemptible? And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it back to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, I just want to read one more scripture, and we sort of know that we can almost all recite it, but it's the model prayer from Matthew chapter 6, which we all know that very well. Matthew chapter 6. It says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In the few scriptures that we read, we read the term father, and the term father is important, because that's when the father and the mother, when the husband and the together. It's family. So father is really speaks to us as family. In fact, the scriptures tells us that we have not received the spirit of bondage again, right, to fear, but we receive the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father. And as you know, as we've been watching some of the sessions on Wednesdays in the live group, but if you don't know about it, it's basically Father, Abba, Father. If you look at the Vine's dictionary of the term Abba, it simply means father, but in the dictionary it will show you that this is how a child, that these are the words that a child will utter to a father. It's almost like a child language, or it's like a child looking up to the father. It's more of an immature level, like as if a little two-year-old child calling his dad, as opposed to me now, at my age, calling my father. It's a different angle, but it's more of a childlike looking up to his father. That's Abba, Father. Is that good? Mm-hmm. All right. So we know that God is our loving Father, and we also know that God is our Father. Will also discipline us when we don't do the right things. Is that right? And so we find that because we take out the factor of the Father, there are many things that goes wrong in life. Right, so that's so essential. That's why we need to know God as our Father. Let me make a few statements, and I'll close with these statements. How do we honor God, our Father? We are to honor God, we are to honor our parents, we are to honor one another, but we also want to honor God as our Father. Alright, it's such a relationship. And so, we got to honor God with the relationship that we have with our Father. Like I just mentioned, Abba, Father. He's our Father, merciful, loving, kindness. And a lot of times when we look at God as our Father, we always, not always, I don't know about you, but sometimes we approach God thinking that He can't help me or He can't do what I'm asking. And so, but the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if I want to please God, I need to be able to trust God. When I come before Him, I know that I can trust Him. He is my Father, and everything that I need, He shall supply. And I got to know God as my Father, who will also deal with my life, who will also adjust me when I'm not doing the right thing, so that I can become who He wants me to know. So I've got to honor this relationship. I've got to know God as both, as my loving, kind Father, and secondly, as my Father, who will be strong when it is required. And so we just declare that as we watch the video, which I hope was encouraging to the fathers and even for the future fathers. For the fathers in general, we hope it was encouraging, and I think it's very encouraging to be able to stand firm for convictions and standards. And so we honor God in this relationship that we enter with God our Father. We honor God our Father when He speaks. Alright? In Hebrews it tells us in chapter 1, do not neglect. You must give the most earnest heed to the things which you have heard, lest you drift away. For if the word spoken through angels prove steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation which should first begin to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to those by those who heard Him? Alright, so God is, you know, if you want to honor God, we're going to pay and take heed to when God is speaking. And God is speaking, alright? He sends messengers and confirmed by those who heard Him. So if you know there are people that are hearing God and speaking the Word of God, Sunday in, out, Wednesday, listen to what God the Father is saying unto us. Amen? Because Peter said, or Peter when he received the revelation, it wasn't flesh and blood, but the Father that revealed that unto him. So let's honor God, our Father, by taking heed as to what He's saying. How do we honor God? Number 3, we honor God in our worship. Because in John chapter 4, in the last few verses, it says, the Father is looking for those who will worship Him in such way. God is spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Alright? And so we must learn how to worship God in spirit. And recently we heard a message that says worship is not about music, but worship is a posture of our hearts. It's really a posture of our hearts. So it's beyond our singing. But singing is one way we can worship, because out of our heart the abundant comes forth and we sing unto the Lord. But we must worship God in spirit and in truth. And as we read Malachi, one of the things that said God was not happy with this was really saying, hang on, why do you offer to me that which is not clean or that which is not pure? Like, why are you not giving me the best? Why are you bringing a sacrifice to me, but you offer the blind to me? If you give it to your governor, I'll talk in our context. If you give it to your boss at work, will it be happy if you give him such labor or work, right? If you do that, your boss wouldn't be happy. No, he would not be happy. So why would you, in essence, you say, why do you offer me such things if I'm your father? You know how to honor fathers, you know how to honor one another, but what about honoring me? So when we worship God, we want to give God the best. Amen? So we come on Sunday with full of strength. Maybe some of us, we should think about, hey, on Sunday, rather than just coming on Sunday, we should think about preparing to come on Sunday. Ready our hearts on Sunday afternoon or evening or before. Just think about it. Be conscious about it. And so, because when we come on Sunday, we don't want to give God the least, or we don't want to give up God the rest over of our energy, but we want to give God the best. All right, amen? Amen. All right, just tell the last few things. We're going to honor His will. We're going to honor His will. How do we honor? We honor with Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. And how do we honor that? Is we need to allow God to work so much in our hearts, because it is He who does and will to work in our hearts to will what He wills and to do what He wants us to do. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. We want His will to be done in our lives. Amen? So we got to honor what God is doing, what God is saying, His purpose, His desires, His eternal purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Honor, number five, how do we honor God? Honor His house. Honor His house. You see, God in the Old Testament was very, 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 what do you call, if you mess up with the things of the tabernacle, it was very you would experience the wrath of God. Okay, so He was very serious about handling the articles of the temple, and like Daniel, like we read. Okay, we not got into that, but if you know what I'm talking about, the all the things that were you can't just simply touch the Ark of the Covenant and look inside because you'd be struck dead. You know, these things were holy. And how much today now we are the dwelling place of God. That just means that we are holy unto the Lord, and how we should honor the vessels of God. And we are vessels, and how much we should honor one another. So honor the house of God. Honor the body of Christ. Okay? Because when Peter received the revelation, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And Jesus said to him, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Upon this rock. Jesus is the rock. But upon this revelation that you're receiving. Remember the scriptures in Matthew 6 or 7. It says, if you hear those words of mine and you do them, he is a wise man who builds on the rock. So according to that revelation that Peter received, upon this revelation, we are to build. So when we receive a revelation, we build. Amen? So honor His house. What is God doing in His house? When we hear, we build. Honor one another. Maybe I'll give you two last ones really quickly. Honor number six. Honor relationships. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, we have one Father, God our Father, Heavenly Father, amen? And that makes us all child of the living God, amen? You be born not of the flesh, not of blood, nor the will of man, but by the will of God. And you receive power and authority to become children of God. We receive not the spirit of fear, bondage again, to fear again, but the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba Father. Honor relationship, because He's our Father, we are brothers and sisters. We are to honor this relationship because He's the Father of the house. Amen? Amen?
Yep.
treasure what God treasures. Amen? Amen. Maybe can we rehearse this really quickly, and this is how I conclude. Number one, honor our relationship with God our Father.
Honor our relationship with God our Father.
Number two, honor what we hear. Honor what we hear.
Honor what we hear.
From the Father.
From the Father.
Honor God in the way we worship.
Honor God in the way we worship.
Honor His will.
Honor His house.
Honor relationships. Amen. We just want to declare that as we come before the Lord, as God as our Father, that when we come before Him to worship Him in spirit and in truth, today we make a decision to give God the best of the best. To give the best of our youth, to give the best of our strength, to give the best of our abilities with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because we speak and decree this in the Spirit right now, in Jesus' name, that you're bringing about a restoration of families, and the fatherly figure is rising again in the mighty name of Jesus, so that parents and fathers will not be that will not be neglected, neither will they be rejected. But in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for the role that you have ordained fathers to have. So on this day, as we declare that you're the Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as you take your place in this city. We thank you that you're moving in our midst. You're bringing about restoration of families, restoration of relationships in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you that you're bringing honor in our culture again. In Jesus' name, you teach us what it means to truly honor one another, what it means to give, what it means to sacrifice, what it means to love, what it means to be part of the same destiny. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you bring about the family life back into not only the church, Father, that this house, well, everybody will know that this is the house of God. This is the family of God. God is our Father. We are brothers and sisters. We are related by the blood of Jesus that brings us together. So we thank you right now. We thank you for your mighty hands. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the mighty works that you're doing. Thank you for bringing standards and absolute in our hearts and in our lives this morning, so that we will not turn to the right or to the left, but we will stand for righteousness. We will stand for the things of the living God, for the word of God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you that you're building strong families, in Jesus' name. Godly families, in Jesus' name. Godly parents, godly fathers and godly mothers, godly children that will honor their father and mother, in Jesus' name. So we bless you, we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.